Welcome back to the deep dive. Today, we're getting into something really crucial for anyone job hunting right now. It's this idea that your really polished, maybe even beautiful resume might actually be the reason you're getting, well, ghosted. Yeah. We're going to look closely at a tool called ATS Resume Generator and figure out why it tackles this big hurdle in applying for jobs today.
Yeah. And that hurdle, it's the applicant tracking system, ATS. For short. You know, almost every company uses these now. Big, small, doesn't matter. It's software that scans your resume before any human sees it. And the problem, the real core issue, is that traditional resumes, even the ones that look great and have solid info, they often just fail. They don't get past the bots.
Okay, so they fail the first test, basically. Mm. How does this specific tool, ATS Resume Generator, actually, you know, address that? It's described as being laser focused. What does that really mean in practice for a job seeker?
It means it does one job and only one job. Create resumes that these applicant tracking systems can read perfectly. No frills. And the backstory is interesting. The creator, Sindhu Rajapaksha, he thought, like, clean fonts, maybe some color, a photo, that should be fine, right? But he kept getting ignored, ghosted. And he realized all that stuff, the fonts, the layout, the photo, it's design fluff. Looks good to us, sure, but it confuses the ATS software. These systems, they aren't looking for pretty. They need specific structure, keywords, simple formatting. If your resume doesn't have that, filtered out, gone, before a recruiter even knows you exist.
Wow. That really flips the script on how you'd normally think about building a resume. Mm. So given that, I mean, there are tons of resume builders out there. Lots claim to be ATS friendly. How is this one fundamentally different?
Yeah. Well, the main difference, according to the creator, is just how strict it is. It only makes ATS optimized resumes, period. You know, other tools might offer templates, some maybe ATS friendly. This one, it just strips away anything that could possibly cause an issue for the scanner. It's meant to be minimal, quick, let you focus on the words, the content. It's really for those people who are just, frankly, tired of sending applications into a black hole.
Okay. But is there a trade-off? Like, if you focus so much on the machine, does the resume end up sounding robotic? Does it lose that personality a human recruiter might want to see later?
That's a fair point. You have to get past the first gate, right? If the bot rejects it, the human recruiter never even gets a chance to see that personality. And the feedback, at least early on, seems positive. People are saying things like, this is so smart for actually getting past those bots. Mm-hmm. So it's solving that initial really frustrating problem first, ensuring compatibility.
Right. Step one is just getting seen. And it sounds like the tool isn't static either. There are plans for more features.
Absolutely. The creator's already talking about future updates like AI to help generate sections and even an ATS score feature. It shows they're listening. Users have apparently asked for more sections, things like career objectives, achievements, awards, even passions or courses. Mm-hmm. So they're building on that core idea of just making it work, but adding more useful bits based on what people need.
Okay. So the big takeaway here for anyone listening for you is in today's job market, how readable your resume is to a machine is often, well, more important initially than how visually appealing it is to a person. It's about passing that first filter.
Exactly. Which leads to, I think, a really interesting question for you to mull over. If you start by designing your resume primarily for a machine, how does that change how you think about presenting your unique skills, your story later on when it does reach human eyes? How do you find that balance between clearing the automated hurdle and still showing who you really are? Something to consider in your own job search strategy.